The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Well, I think we should just bring on Paulie, better known as Burt Young.
And they're talking about a movie called Creed.
You know what, though? You better have Paulie in that movie.
If they dump me, it'll be sacrilegious.
Hi, from Mario Lopez. Mario, how's it going tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you get a lot of Hollywood hotties getting on you, or what? And you were like a Miley Cyrus. That shit works. You know, I need you.
Yeah. I haven't known her since she was a little girl. She's real sweet, and, she's grown up.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, she has.
Mr. Gianni Russo played Carlo Rizzi in the original Godfather.
James Caan.
He broke two of your ribs, you saying?
With the kicking when I crawled out?
Yeah.
Going to the fire hydrant?
Mm-hmm.
We want to introduce Mr. Bach Rutten.
How many bouncers did you take out at that one time in Sweden?
There were five of them, so I had every one I dropped, but they were keep coming back up, you know? So,
Mario Andretti. Mario, how are you this evening?
Wonderful, wonderful, guys. Greg, one question.
Yes.
If I call you the rambling freak, will you squash me like a bug?
Yeah, welcome to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio, presented by FitnessRx for Men.com. I am your co-host, Joe Pietro, here with my partner, who's got a little laryngitis, Mr. Greg Valentino. How are you there, Froggy?
Hey, what are you doing? I've had this laryngitis now for like 2.5-3 weeks, for Christ's sake.
2.5-3 weeks, and he's been swallowing fucking black fucking semen, and it still hasn't helped, so... I don't know what the fuck you're going to do, man. If that didn't work, then you might need a fucking tetanus shot or something.
I'm good. I don't understand. Got no symptoms, got no cold, don't have a sore throat, don't have nothing. I don't know. Maybe it's because of deep throat and the boss trying to get a raise. I don't know what it is. But, you know, I just can't shake the voice.
You're on one ball, I'm on the other, and we're both fingering his asshole. But we got fucking two guests tonight. We have Dave Farah, who is an MMA analyst, and we're going to get into some cool fucking UFC talk and MMA and sports talk, which both of us are big fucking fans of. And then later on in the show, celebrity trainer Eric the Trainer Fleischman. But Greg, right now we are going to bring on Mr. Dave Farah. Dave, welcome to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio.
I appreciate you guys having me, man.
No problem, hey, man. Our pleasure. So, Dave, perfect time to have an MMA guy on the radio. This Bones Jones Cormier thing is really getting really hot and heavy. What's your thoughts on all of that going on? UFC 178, I believe it is, coming up.
Yes, UFC 178 is going to take place in Las Vegas on Saturday, September the 27th. And kind of an interesting little subline going on with this. I live here in Las Vegas. There was a Kings of Leon show that was actually booked at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, and the UFC came in with this huge card and bumped it out of the arena. So like, Kings of Leon and Congos and Young the Giant are going to be playing in a parking lot down the street now because UFC rolls in. So that was like the pre-drama. And then the first time that Daniel Cormier and John Jones face each other in just a standard media day square off, they actually go to blows. Like, they start pushing each other. A couple of punches are thrown. A publicist friend of mine, his name is Dave Schaller, he works for the UFC. He gets shoved through the media wall. It's just a melee in the middle of the MGM Grand Garden Arena lobby. So it's in the middle of, there's all these tourists who maybe are or aren't UFC fans that just see this huge fight erupt. And, I mean, it's created this huge amount of interest in this card that, you know, would have been there, I think, to a degree anyways. But the other night I was sitting in a bar. I was actually in Chicago. And there's a couple of guys that were overheard talking at the bar. They're like, yeah. They're talking about the drama. One of the guys said, I haven't bought a fight in 3 years, but I'm going to buy this one because these two hate each other so much. Anytime there's that drama, you have to love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's between the thing that went on, like you mentioned, at the press conference You know, we're right in the MGM right there, and you see the wall falls, you know, the false wall behind them falls down, and they're going down, and it looked like that John Jones was getting the better of him, but who could tell with them? I mean, this is just a crazy thing. But then we got the ESPN thing where, you know, what they're calling him pussy and this and that. So, I mean, you've been covering the sport for a while, and it's definitely got its characters in there, and it's got a lot of stuff where there's been bad blood before. But has anything rivaled something like this? I mean, this is getting really crazy, and it's really putting a lot of hype into this fight.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly been rivalries where the guys have truly hated each other. But, I mean, you're right. Like, with it being as high profile as it is, considering that it's John Jones, and he's never had a legitimate loss in his entire career. The only time that, you know, the one blemish that you see on his record is from when he got disqualified by Steve Mazzagatti for elbowing Matt Hamill. But, you know, you got John Jones, who's this dominant champion, being challenged by an undefeated fighter in Daniel Cormier. And even though Daniel Cormier, you know, is relatively new to the UFC's light heavyweight division, I mean, he's beaten some really substantial guys. I mean, you're talking about him knocking around Frank Mir and Roy Nelson. Of course, we all saw what he did to Josh Barnett. And then, you know, in his two fights at light heavyweight, he's just looked like a complete monster as well. But he's a perfect 15-0 taking on John Jones, who's, like I said, never lost in his entire career. He's 20-1. So, I mean, you got two guys that are seemingly unbeatable when they face other opponents. But, you know, this fight is going to be great. And the bad blood, I love it.
Yeah, but you know what? Whoever wins in this fight, whoever loses, rather, is not going to be able to take it. You know that they're going to be like, I want a rematch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a perfect storm, if you ask me.
Because if John Jones loses this fight, he gets an immediate rematch. That's just how it works, because it'll make the rematch an even bigger fight.
Oh, yeah, but Cormier will haunt him. Will haunt him until he gets, I mean, what I like about Cormier is he really believes that he can take John. I don't believe that this is hype. I mean, you could see that he really, in his heart and of hearts, he believes he can kick Jones' ass. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, rightfully so. I mean, Daniel Cormier is a tremendous wrestler. I mean, he's a collegiate wrestling champion. He's also a two-time Olympian. And you look at what he did to another Olympian wrestler in Dan Henderson. Yeah, Dan Henderson, he's getting a little long in the tooth. He's a little bit older at this point. But, I mean, the way that Daniel Cormier has also handled the guys in the heavyweight division and beaten up some guys that were significantly bigger than him, if he gets a hold of John Jones, and that's the key, he's got to figure out a way to get inside, because John Jones has got that tremendous reach advantage. In this fight, it's a 12-inch reach advantage, which is unheard of in mixed martial arts.
Obviously, he's got the height on him, but Cormier's got the thickness on him. Like you said, he's better on the ground. He's a great wrestler. And some of those names that you mentioned that he's fought, I mean, like, you know, Nelson, I mean, he's a big, big dudes that he's able to roll with. So, I mean, obviously, you know, you'll think of Jones, he's the champ, and he's going to be probably, you know, he's the favorite looking in, but I don't think anybody's going to be surprised if Cormier comes out on top. And it's just really cool. I mean, I think as a fight fan, just looking at all the stuff that's going on pregame, trying to get in each other's heads, and it doesn't, like, I think like both of you were just saying, it doesn't seem like Cormier is, you know, he feels confident. And you can see that.
And interestingly, after that fight that happened between those two at the UFC 178 Media Day, John Jones opened as a fairly significant favorite, about a 2.5-1. So he was -250 going into this fight. After the skirmish with Daniel Cormier, it actually dropped, and John Jones is now about a -170 favorite going into the fight. So
that's funny.
The fight actually went Daniel Cormier's way as far as evening up the betting odds.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Cormier, I think Cormier's got the heart over Jones. I mean, not that Jones doesn't have heart, but he's starting to get a little bit, you know, with that dancing crap and, you know, singing and, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's only one Muhammad Ali, and I hate when guys start getting a little bit, you know what I mean? I just feel like, what's his name, gets cocky, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, John Jones, I mean, he's always been accused of being a really arrogant champion. But then again, you go, well, he's got a right to. I mean, he's won 20 fights in his career. In my opinion, 21 fights. You know, there's just that one DQ, which I thought was kind of garbage. But, I mean, yeah, so I'm not surprised that John Jones acts that way. But at the same time, to your point, when somebody's really hungry for it, and even though they have a perfect mixed martial arts record too, they feel coming in like they're the underdog and they've got something to prove. It's just a matter of whether or not, I mean, because this is a five-round fight. You're talking about 25 minutes. John Jones, in his last fight against Alexander Gustafsson, you know, he showed that he can go the full five rounds even when it's a tough fight. any time that it's a super high-profile fight and you've got a guy that's really angry or both fighters are really angry, you always worry about the adrenaline dump. You know, are the guys going to go in there or are they going to get too excited because they're so pent up with all their rage and donk it all off in the first round or two and not be able to compete for a full 25 minutes? That's a long-ass time to be in the cage fighting. So, you know, is Daniel Cormier going to be able to temper that, especially when it's a fight that's this high-profile? That's the real question. Outside of that, it's just a matter of whether or not he can get inside. If he can get a hold of John Jones and control him, Daniel Cormier's got a real chance to win this fight.
I think that one guy had Jones beat, though. The big white kid. I don't remember what his name
was. Yeah, it was Alexander Gustin. I agree with you on that. I think
I thought Jones lost that fight. I mean, he beat the shit out of Jones. And Jones could not hurt him. I mean, that kid was visibly upset that he didn't even, you know, obviously he didn't win. But, I mean, like, you could see that Jones, I think Jones thought he lost. You know,
it's always tough. I mean, any time that you've got a guy that's the champ, I mean, there's the old saying, you gotta beat the champ to be the champ.
Knock him out. Yeah. You gotta knock him out. You can't decision him.
And looked at the stats from that fight. It actually, you know, the stats did lean in John Jones' favor. Not by a lot, but they leaned in his favor. But watching it live, I was convinced, like you were, that Alexander Gustafsson won that fight.
I definitely thought it. But you know what the difference is? Like you just said, I think the real key to all this is, especially when it comes to fighting, is reach. Because those guys, when you got big hands and long arms, you seem to lock people up like a spider a little bit better on the ground. Everything you do, I honestly think that, you know, like longer hands and longer arms, I really think that that's an advantage. You know,
it's a huge advantage. If you can keep somebody on the outside, and especially if you're a young guy like John Jones and you're quick and you can stay away from somebody that's going to come in and put the pressure. I mean, John Jones is now just 27 years old, so he's still very young. Yeah. He's in his prime, and because he has those long arms and long legs as well, you know, he can kick and he can move and he can stay away from almost anyone. And you're right, talking about, you know, the reach being a huge advantage, because when he fought someone that almost had an identical build as him and Alexander Gustafsson, it was an incredibly competitive fight.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Right. I honestly believe in MMA even more. Boxing long arms is big because you can keep a guy away by with a stiff jab. But when it comes to MMA, long arms are almost like a spider, too. When you get a guy on the ground, the arms and the hand, grabbing a guy, when you got big hands, like a basketball player, you know what I mean? It's a totally different, animal. And I really believe that if you put those arms on Cormier, I think he'd kill him. I don't know. I just see Cormier is very, very hungry. I grew up, you know, I'm in my 50s, and I remember seeing Muhammad Ali fighting, you know, like, what's his name there, you know, George Foreman and stuff. Nobody thought Foreman was like the Tyson at the time. He was knocking everybody out, lifted Joe Frazier, you know, 3 feet off the ground with a hook. And then when the hungriness of Ali to win that fight, you know what I'm saying? I see the hungriness in Cormier more so than, I just think I've seen it in Cormier's eyes. He wants to kill this guy. You know what I mean?
Well, you say, you know, like when you have those long arms, it's like being a spider. And I mean, you think back just, you know, a year and a half to Anderson Silva, whose nickname ironically is a spider. And
the spider.
In the middleweight division, he had very similar advantages that John Jones does. I mean, Anderson Silva stands about 6'3", so he's a really tall guy, and especially fighting guys at 185 pounds. And then all of a sudden, he's challenged by somebody like Chris Weidman. And, you know, discounting the second fight where he snapped his leg, Chris Weidman was just able to get to him where a lot of the other fighters weren't. You know, normally Anderson Silva did that little feint back and put that shoulder up, and he was fine. But Chris Weidman, because he had as long of arms as Anderson Silva, just caught him with that hook and put him to sleep. And all of a sudden you've got a guy that, you know, if we were talking a year and a half, 2 years ago, everyone thought that he was invincible. They're like, there's no way anyone will ever beat this guy. And that's how everyone is about every dominant champ. Everyone's like, I can't see John Jones losing. I can't see Anderson Silva losing. Back in the day, there's no way Uriah Faber will lose. Yeah, then all of a sudden that one guy comes along that just has their number. Could Daniel Cormier be that guy? I think with the emotion and the skill set that he's got and how long that he's been, you know, sharpening his skills as a wrestler at a very high level, he could be.
We're on the air with Dave Farah, MMA analyst, radio, and television host. His website is Dave Farah, FARRA.com. So, Dave, tell us about some other stuff that you're involved with. You got the radio show going on. Don't you fill us in on stuff that you got going on right now?
Yeah, sure, man. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I do. So I host a morning radio show in Las Vegas for CBS Radio on the alternative station out here. And, you know, I've been doing that for 9 years. And yeah, that's a blast to do. I've always enjoyed that. But also really enjoy just covering combat sports. I've been, as you guys know, doing the UFC stuff and MMA stuff for about 8 years, ever since I moved to Las Vegas. And I hosted a show for the Sci-Fi Network last year called Robot Combat League alongside Chris Jericho. And that was also a blast to do. So, you know, there's a bunch of other stuff that's kind of popping along. And I'm also really, really big into poker as well. Being here in Las Vegas, it's kind of the capital of both gambling and fighting. And I happen to love both those things. So it works out pretty well.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Do you do competitive poker?
Well, I like to think that I'm a competitive poker player. But anytime that I sit down with guys that are actually good, I get my ass kicked. I will play with my friends and I'll dust them, but if we're talking about high stakes poker, I know we lose. I try to stay away from that.
You do a morning show. It's called the Dave Mahoney and DK Morning Show, and you guys were picked up as the best radio show in Vegas in a poll. So that's pretty cool, man. That you guys you got a morning talk show, and then you guys are winning awards for it too. So you guys know your stuff out there. Obviously, like you said, it's the fight capital, perfect place to have a show like that. But you've been on a lot of different things on CNBC, Fox Sports, Sun Sports, DirecTV, ESPN, Versus, Dish Network. So you really, you're a fairly young guy still, and you got your feet wet in a lot of different places, man. So how did you get around doing all of this stuff?
Yeah, I started out when I grew up in Minnesota, and when I was a kid living in Brainerd, which is a small town about 2 hours north of Minneapolis, there was no like alternative rock radio stations. Then when I moved to South Carolina when I just turned 16, there was a station out there that like played the type of music that I liked. And you know, this is, you know, like 95 or so, and you know, that's when like alternative, the Nirvanas and the Soundgardens and Live and Pearl Jam and all those bands were just breaking in a really big way, and I loved alternative music. So to be frank, I just kind of stalked the DJs that worked at the local radio station because I was such a fan of it. And I was a total fanboy. You know, I was just like hang out at their events, and we eventually kind of became friends with a few of them. And, you know, next thing you know, I kind of weaseled my way into a part-time job there and worked there for 5 years. And then in 2005, Howard Stern was leaving CBS Radio to go to Sirius. And so the station out here in Vegas called and said, hey, you know, we really like what you've been doing in South Carolina. You know, could you put together a show to come out to Las Vegas and be part of the replacement for Howard Stern? And, you know, like I said, when I moved out here, I've always been a fan of martial arts. I trained in Kung Fu and Taekwondo and Muay Thai. And then when I moved out here, I just started going to one of the gyms and training Muay Thai. And you know, that's right about the time that the Ultimate Fighter TV show was starting to pop and the UFC had that, you know, bit of an explosion, but like no one was covering the sport. You know, no one was talking to these guys and interviewing them. And so I worked for a little online TV network called Raw Vegas TV that did a lot of poker stuff and just Vegas entertainment news. And I was like, hey, why don't we do something around the UFC? And because I've become friends with a lot of these different fighters that were at the gym, and we started interviewing them, and it just skyrocketed because the interest was at like an all-time high for the UFC at that point. And so, you know, with nobody covering it, it really created this amazing opportunity to do other stuff. And I mean, as you guys know, in entertainment, it's kind of about having a brand. And so like combat sports and sort of that Vegas lifestyle where, you know, it's good natured and it's fun, but at the same time, you kind of, you know, you live life with throttle down a bit. That's sort of how Vegas has always been. And that kind of became my brand. And you know, my favorite thing about my job or jobs is that none of it feels like work because it's all fun.
Hey, that's the key to life, man. If you can have a job that feels like fun and not work and you're enjoying doing what you're doing, not half the battle, the full battle is won. Dave Farah, I'd like to thank you for joining Greg and myself tonight. Make sure you check Dave out, DaveFarah.com. I got his links up there for all his sites and different things in Dave's career going on. You can check out the article on FitnessRxMen.com. Dave, great talking to you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great night.
Appreciate you guys so much. You too.
Thank you, Dave.
We'll be right back after this quick break with Eric, celebrity trainer, Fleischman.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jim Kelly, former Buffalo Bills quarterback and Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Joe Pitaro and Greg Valentino.
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and extreme radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit FitnessRxForMen.com today.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and CEO and founder of DDP Yoga. And you're listening to my boys, Greg and Joe, and trust me, I'm going to get them doing some DDP yoga because it ain't your mama's yoga.
Hey, everybody, this is Don Brewer from Grand Funk Railroad, and you're listening to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio.
This Junkyard Willie, and when I'm at my junkyard shining the hubcaps all day, getting all sweaty, I listen to the Greg and Joe show on Extreme Radio.
Hey, this is Sebastian Bach, and you are listening to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio.
Oh, how the fuck are you? Max Cook here. Let me tell you something. I had a lot of fun talking to Joe and Greg. A couple of top-shelf margaritas, those two. Now, you're going to do me a favor. You're going to go to YouTube, and you're going to type in Max Cook, M-A-X-K-O-C-H, you strunts. And you're going to watch my videos, and you're going to fucking like them, or we're going to have a problem.
This is Ernie Banks. You listen to Greg and Joe. They're great guys.
What's up, guys? James Maslow here, and you're listening to Joe and Greg on Extreme Radio.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, this is Max Martini from 50 Shades of Grey, and you're listening to Greg Valentino and Joe Pitaro on Extreme Radio.
Hey, it's Artie Lang, and you're listening to Greg and Joe. Check it out.
You are listening to Extreme Radio, presented by Fitness RX for Men magazine, with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Pitaro. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpiotero@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Extreme Radio.
And welcome back to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio, presented by FitnessRxForMen.com. Thanks again to Dave Farah, MMA analyst, radio, and television host, for some cool insight on the John Bones Jones Cormier fight coming up at UFC 178 at the end of the month. But right now, we are being joined by Eric, the trainer, Fleischman, a good friend of ours. And I just get him on right now. Eric, what's going on, buddy?
Bring it to the stars. Hey, man, it's great to be on the show. Thank you both very, very much for hosting me, and I'm so excited. I love this radio show.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you, Eric.
Eric, the trainer, is the celebrity trainer, trainer to the stars. He's the man that hooked me up with not one but two kick-fucking-ass covers, and Max Martini from 50 Shades of Grey and James Maslow from Dancing with the Stars in two consecutive issues, May and July. So, Eric, man, good looking out for that. That was some cool shit. You got a fucking stable of clients, bro, that is just really impressive. So now I want you just to there's no holding back now, bro. You got to throw names. This is name-dropping time. Feel free. Who's some of the guys that you have trained and are training?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a very, very lucky guy to work here in Hollywood and to apply my skill set to incredible actors and actresses who everybody in the whole world watches. Just to refer back to James Maslow, he was literally here at the gym with me an hour ago We had a massive workout with a very, very famous Mexican actor named Jaime Camil, who's kind of like the Tom Cruise of Mexico. He's an incredible guy. He has a new show coming out this fall on the CW called Jane the Virgin, which already is being heralded as one of the top shows of the entire fall season on any network. The premise of the show is that a woman is watching telenovelas with her mother and her grandmother, and her grandmother makes her promise, absolutely promise, never to have sex before marriage. And they're watching the show. Yes.
Eric, you got to tell Jaime there's no such thing. My girlfriend's Mexican. There's no such thing as a Mexican virgin. If they're over 15, if they're a virgin, something's wrong.
I'll tell you, man, this is just the premise of a show. But anyway, to make a long story short, she's artificially inseminated by mistake in the hospital, and a couple months later is suffering from nausea. She goes to the doctor to find out why she's so sick, and the doctor says, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. You're pregnant. And she says, that's impossible. I've never slept with anyone. And her mother says, immaculate conception. And anyway, at that point, the telenovela actor that they've been watching on television jumps out of the television set and starts giving her advice, and that's played by Jaime Camil, this incredible, famous Mexican actor who in Mexico literally cannot walk down the street, but here in America, American audiences will be introduced to him, and he and James are great friends, and so the three of us had a massive workout today. It was so much fun. Meanwhile, Max Martini, who was on the other cover of Fitness RX, is over in Budapest right now in Hungary shooting a movie called Spectral, which will be one of the biggest movies of next summer. It's kind of like Black Hawk Down meets Predator. And it's just incredible, man. I can't wait to see that.
I just asked my girlfriend, by the way, has she ever heard of Jaime Camil? And she goes, he's delicious. You know, my girlfriend's Mexican, you know what I mean? So that's all I know about the whole virgin thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Spanish audiences love this guy. He and I just started working together recently, but already his physique is changing into that of a Mexican Tarzan. He looks incredible. And speaking of incredible, I'm working with Patrick Schwarzenegger this week. That guy's following in his dad's footsteps and looking absolutely incredible. And we're just lucky to have great, great actors to work with. One of our actors was nominated for a People's Choice Award, actually for a Teen Choice Award last night. His name is Jason Doring. He was the star of Veronica Mars with Kristen Bell. Yeah. And all these guys are really coming into their own. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah, Jason's a good guy. That's the guy that was with you when we were out doing the Maslow shoot. We were hanging out, talking, me, him, and you. So that's pretty cool that he was nominated for that. It's a big thing, that Teen's Choice Awards. But you're being very modest, bro. Come on, throw some more names out there, man, because you're doing your celebrity sweat. C-Sweat is our sponsor on this show. So I know there's a lot of guys out there that you're holding back on me now. Come on, man. I want you to just say those names.
Hey, man, all I can say is I'm lucky enough to have worked with some of the biggest actors, the biggest fighters, the biggest chefs. I mean, if you look at a spectrum of amazing people, we've worked with almost everyone from musicians to UFC fighters to even a guy like Robert Irvine, who's a celebrity chef. Mm-hmm. He has a show called Restaurant Impossible where he goes around to failing restaurants and makes them incredible. I mean, if you look at the size of his back, of his chest, of his biceps, there's no mistake. He works with us. You know, extraordinary people seem to gravitate our way, and we're lucky to work with them. And I was just with Tyson and Holyfield the other night, and it was just absolutely incredible. These guys, you know, even though they're past their prime from a sports standpoint, they want to look and feel their best. They want to still maintain that physical relevance. And we've got the secret recipe that everyone seems to want. But I can tell you a great Maslow story. I was up in Canada at the largest fitness event in all of Canada. It's called the CanFit Pro. And there was a long line of people. Some of them wanted to ask me questions about specific celebrities in Hollywood, and some of them were trainers in training that wanted to ask me fitness advice. And one family came up to me, and they were asking me about different actors I work with. And the young girl there, she must have been 14 years old, said, do you work with Big Time Rush? And I said, yeah. And she turned red and she said, do you work with James Maslow? I said, yeah, I trained James right before I got on the airplane to come here. She went down. I mean, I've never had the chance to mention a name to someone and have them faint on the spot. She went down. Her parents basically caught her as she hit the floor. I mean, that's the power some of these young, handsome guys have over these women. So it is just so much fun to work with them and to tap into their fan bases and let them know that, you know, the importance of health, you know, of diet, of exercise and sleep, it's really an important thing to do, and so it's great, man. It's super fun.
You should have told the chicks that you work with me, though. It's all up right in front of you.
And you've got some amazing biceps. That's all I can say. You're like Dr. Bicep.
Thank you, but you know what? I'm like the opposite of a chick magnet. I make chicks sick. You know what I mean?
So, you know, my good friend Chris Bell directed Bigger, Stronger, Faster. It's an amazing documentary. And Greg, you were featured in that. And yes. So when it came time for the Los Angeles premiere, believe it or not, the movie company that put out the film didn't have the funding to throw a Los Angeles premiere. So Chris Bell called me and he said, Eric, would you throw the premiere for me? And I said, absolutely. So we invited actors, musicians, UFC fighters, professional wrestlers. We had such a cross-section of celebrities there, and we hosted the premiere. It was a big, big success. And, Greg, you were one of the main stories that captivated everyone. That was a great part of the film.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Eric. That means a lot to me. But
yeah, it was awesome.
No chick came up to you and said, God, that guy Greg's hot, right? They probably were like, oh. No, I appreciate that. Thank you, Eric. I had a lot of fun making that movie. And, you know, I'm one of the last people to talk to his brother, by the way. You know, that
really?
Passed away. Mad Dog, yeah. Mad Dog was, I saw the text message, the voice message. I can't erase it from his father, but his brother was calling me up. Ask Chris, he'll tell you. And he was, like, really in a bad way, so to speak. You know what I'm talking about. And I had them go get him in the middle of the night and take him to rehab, and he was doing so good, and then bang, you know. But I used to talk to Mad Dog all the time.
Whoa.
Don't mind me, I have laryngitis, my voice is shot. I was one of the last ones to talk to his brother. I mean, it's a sad story, because his brother had so much potential, you know, so much potential.
Absolutely. Absolutely, but, and that's the thing that people need to realize. When you look at someone like James Maslow or Max Martini or Jason Doring or any of these young actors that are really changing their lives through changing their bodies, there's a lot of natural endorphins that come with regular exercise, a good night's sleep, and the proper diet. And, you know, scientists say that the ultimate antidepressant is actually working out at the gym. It's better than any kind of drug therapy they have. And so hopefully we're inspiring a whole generation of fans, you know, through these actors to take better care of themselves, to sleep on a regular basis, to eat a well-balanced diet, and to stay active in their lives. And a magazine like Fitness RX, it really gives you some amazing guidelines and some great examples of exercise to live your life by.
I agree. You know what, Eric? And to be honest with you, no bullshit, James Maslow was giving you huge praise, because he said that when he was young, he was, you know, heavier and everything. And he said that he basically was saying that you changed his life through training. So, and I'm not blowing smoke up your butt, but he really said that. So, you know, good mm-hmm. job with you. Not for nothing. But kudos
to you. Well, I'll tell you, man, I'm a lucky guy to work with him. And to tell you the truth, fitness is, for me, it's a love. I mean, I feel the way about fitness that a lot of guys feel about their girlfriends. I wake up every morning madly in love with fitness. I can't wait to get to the gym to work with these individuals. And it doesn't feel like work for me. It feels like something I'm meant to do. I'm kind of on a mission to help people look and feel their very best. And to work with someone like James, where so many people watch what he does, and to see the physical success that he's had in the gym sort of transfer over to his Hollywood career. I mean, you should see what he's doing now. They built a recording studio not far from the gym for him, and he's going through a bunch of writing tasks and creating his own musical identity. And sure enough, you know that he's going to be recording his debut album as a solo artist. I'm sure it's going to be incredible. And he's getting a lot of support from the music community, from the acting community in Hollywood. People just know that he's destined for great things. And a lot of it comes down to the way he carries himself and the way he treats himself. And that is in a very healthy and balanced way.
Absolutely. I mean, you've done wonders with him. You know, I mean, he's in incredible shape. Joe was showing me all the pictures and everything. The kid's in incredible shape, considering he was once a heavy kid. I mean,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, and James, he's definitely. It's not even the fact that he's, you know, got in great shape. Is that Eric? The way you got him, you know, in his head, like he's like that now. It's not just, okay, I got to get in shape because I'm on a TV show or I'm doing a magazine shoot. He's living that lifestyle now. And I know it sounds hokey, the healthy fitness, it sounds like a bunch of bullshit, but it's not, because if you do live that lifestyle, you know what it means. And people that say, oh, it's a bunch of BS, they never tried it. And it's like you said, it's kind of like a, you know, it's kind of like the best drug you can have is to get your shit together, and it'll make you feel better. And James is a perfect example for that, of a young kid that didn't take it seriously, and then all of a sudden, boom, he did it.
I think you're totally right, Joe. And you know, to add to that, when I first got to Hollywood, I mean, I arrived here. I had been a trainer for 5 years in New York City. I got to Hollywood. I didn't know anyone at all, but I loved fitness so much. And I apprenticed under a guy named Jack LaLanne, who was, you know, arguably the godfather of fitness and health.
Yeah.
Who was the first guy that had to have a TV show on a regular basis that was about health and fitness. And I found that a lot of these movie actors, I'm not going to name any specific names, but a lot of these movie actors kind of drifted in and out of shape. You know, they got into shape when they had to for a movie role. And then very soon after the shooting was done, they would sort of drift back into that schlub they normally are. And it really was kind of disheartening as a guy who loves fitness to see them abusing the relationship that they have with their bodies by just sort of creating this hoax, this sort of temporary look for a specific film, and then drifting back into something that's not extraordinary. And so one of my missions when I got here to Hollywood was I wanted to work with actors that were going to be motivated enough by my work that they were going to adapt a healthy lifestyle that would not end. There would be no drifting in and out of shape. They were going to achieve a certain level of shape that did not look like a fitness model, that did not look like a bodybuilder, but looked like a movie star. And believe me, there's a huge difference between the way a movie star looks physically in great shape versus a fitness model or a bodybuilder. And so not only were we going to go for that incredible look, but also once they achieved it, I was not going to let that drift away. So I was going to do everything in my power. And believe me, by now, I've been out here for almost 20 years. By now, we have a whole group of guys who are consistently finding success in Hollywood, specifically because they're kind of the new standard. They're these guys that are physically relevant, that look like superheroes as they walk around in their normal clothes on any given Tuesday. And when they walk into an audition for a role that needs where they need to be physically relevant, there's no question. And one of the things that we use as a weapon against the competition, because believe me, in Hollywood, there's a lot of competition, is the age-old shoulder-to-waist ratio. So if you look at Jason, if you look at someone like James Maslow, even if you look at Max Martini, when they walk into an audition, there might be 50 other actors, many of them famous, that want that same role. But if you look at their shoulder-to-waist ratio, there is nobody better, and it distinguishes them right away. The width, the shoulders being broad, the waist being small, and the way they carry themselves, it's sort of an effortless thing. It's sort of who they are. It looks like they're not even trying. And so we really captivate that look. We really capture it here in the gym, and it transcends every aspect of their life. And we're having a lot of success. It's a lot of fun.
We're speaking right now with Eric the Trainer Fleischman. His website is www.erickthetrainer.com. You can get him at Eric the Trainer on Twitter. Eric, we got about a minute and a half left before we have to go to break, so definitely you can see you on your weekly Celebrity Sweat, csweat.com videos that we have up, and the new one goes up on Thursdays. So every Thursday, make sure you check out Eric and whoever the celebrity just might be. We had Flo Rida recently, Big John McCarthy from UFC, and Strikeforce MMA, of course, the popular referee. We've had a couple of NFL players, so we got a lot of cool stuff going on with Eric and C-Sweat. So any other plugs you want to give out there before we got to go to break, Eric?
I just want to invite everyone to come and check out csweat.com. Celebrity Sweat is an incredible organization that uses athletes and celebrities to inspire young people to be more active. And also to let people know that this year at the Mr. Olympia competition, it's the 50th anniversary, and I'll be hosting all of the celebrity discussions on stage for Muscle and Fitness and American Media that owns the property. So come to the Olympia in Vegas the 19th and 20th of September and say hello. It's going to be an incredible celebration. Hope to see you there.
We wish we were going to see you there, but that's a story for another time, bro. Eric, thanks so much for joining Greg and myself tonight on Extreme Radio, presented by Fitness RX and Men Magazine, bro.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on, and have a great night.
You too, Eric.
You rock, Brian.
That was Eric the Trainer. Make sure you check him out at erickthetrainer.com, and you can check him out on those C-Sweat videos, our sponsor here on Extreme Radio. And we are going to a quick break, and we'll be right back to wrap up this bad boy, Greg and myself, after this message.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, it's Rita from Mobwise, and you're listening to Greg and Joe from Extreme Radio, and you know what? You better listen, or else.
Hey, this is Dan Hardy from the UFC. You're listening to Greg and Joe, Extreme Radio.
Hi, I'm Shannon Sharp, Fitness RX for Men. Bam!
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and extreme radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit FitnessRxForMen.com today.
This here Junkyard Willie, and I'm here to tell you, put your greasy hands together for Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Ron Bumblefoot Saul, and you're listening to Joe Piattaro and Greg Valentino on Extreme Radio. Yeah!
Oh, how the fuck are you? Max Cook here. Let me tell you something. I had a lot of fun talking to Joe and Greg. Couple of top-shelf margaritas, those two. Now, you're going to do me a favor. You're going to go to YouTube, and you're going to type in Max Cook, M-A-X-K-O-C-H, you strunts. And you're going to watch my videos, and you're going to fucking like them, or we're going to have a problem.
This is Big Andy, and you're listening to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio, and you better fucking listen.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, this is Pat Cooper, and you're listening to Greg and Joe, because everybody who has brains listens to Greg and Joe, even me.
Hey, what's up? Mario Lopez here, and we're at Gio's Brooklyn Boxing Club doing a photo shoot for Fitness RX for Men.
You are listening to Extreme Radio, presented by Fitness RX for Men magazine, with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Piattaro. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpiattaro@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Extreme Radio.
Thanks once again to Eric the Trainer for joining us. And Eric's going to have a great time out there in Vegas, Greg. We had a lot of talk about Vegas tonight. The Bones Jones and now fucking Mr. Olympia. I'm feeling kind of sad, bro.
You really want me to get started? Hey, let me tell you something. Eric should be sitting there with us. You know what I mean? It should be us over there representing us. You know, I mean, it's too much. Yeah.
Don't turn blue holding your breath, bro.
No, I can only get fired. You know what I'm saying? It's just, after a while, it's like ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
He's going to be representing our competition. Meanwhile, he's been with us. You know, you and I have been doing shit with almost a year now with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not his fault. What I'm saying is, you
not
know,
at all. No, definitely not.
You
know? He's been pushing it, and we've been trying to take it.
But DC King will be there. I don't want to go there.
Listen, before we fucking
there,
step on each other's cocks, let me.
I don't even want to go there.
Let's switch gears. Let's do a little C sweat. Speaking of Eric the Trainer, let's do a little C sweat spot. Hey, fitness fans, looking for the best behind the scenes look at how your favorite athletes and celebrities train? Of course you do. So then get your ass over to csweat.com to get your best celebrity workouts today, and stay tuned for more training tips from Eric the Trainer, who you just heard from, here at Extreme Radio, which you're listening to, and fitnessrx.com, fitnessrxformen.com, and csweat.com. Hey guys, if you want to join us, just Greg and me are going to be closing this bad boy out. We got about 10 minutes left. 1-866-472-5787. Greg, next week, Vinny Paz and Ari Shaffir.
Awesome. I know by then my voice will be good.
Yeah, your voice will be great, that one.
Because it's pretty good. Don't tell nobody. It's a pre-recorded.
But Vinny Paz live with Johnny P talk show, and me and Greg were on TV. Vinny Paz was on the same show that night, so we were hanging out with Vinny. We set up an interview. Thank you, Zena, hooking that up. Zena is my new friend on Facebook. And then Ari Shaffir, the amazing racist, the fucking unbelievable comic. You guys are going to laugh your fucking assholes off. And then the week after that, Greg, we have not one, not two, but three pieces of fucking ass on this show. Two more ex-wives of rock to go along with Bobby Jean Brown, who we have. Bobby Jean Brown, who we had on a couple weeks ago. We're going to have Athena Lee Kotak. She is Tommy Lee's sister. She's also a drummer, and she was married to the Scorpions drummer, James Kotak. And then we're going to have Charisse Neal, who was married to Vince Neal, Motley Crue singer. And then we're going to have Sid Wilder, who was in, I can't remember the name right now, but a movie with Jonah Hill and a bunch of these guys. She's an actress. She's got a bunch of things on her fucking her resume, but she's got to have a bunch of things going on. But right now, I want to welcome, we have a caller, Greg, and I'm talking about hot chicks. We have a chick on the line who's very hot. I'd like to welcome Lindsay to the show right now.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's going on, sweetie? How are you?
Good. I just wanted to call in and say that tonight was the first time that I listened, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
You did?
So you guys, you guys are really funny and entertaining, and I like it.
Wow. Lindsay, thanks for listening, Lindsay. Probably you and my girlfriend or somebody else are probably our only listeners, but thank you.
Oh, no, that's not true. You guys are fucking funny.
Yeah, well, tell some of our people that. No.
Yeah, but we have. Tonight was a show that it was kind of more like, you know, kind of just like a guyish kind of show. We're usually, you know, we're going to have some cooler stuff like some comics and, you know, some ladies and stuff like that, where tonight kind of sounds like a sausage fest kind of show. So
but I'm a chick, so I like guys. That worked out for me perfectly. I got to hear about all the hot dudes in their training.
You got to hear about James Maslow. He's hot, right?
You know what? I've never seen a picture of him, but it just sounds. I saw the picture of Eric the trainer. He's pretty hot.
Eric, oh, really? Eric's a good looking guy. He's got the hair going.
You guys
he's
are
got
good looking
muscles.
Too.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, wait, not me though.
No, I love both of you guys. You guys are both jacked and you're all hot and stuff. That's what I like. I like muscles.
Wait, is this my girlfriend's sister? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding.
I like that.
No, but I look like Uncle Fester on steroids, but thank you.
No,
I wish
look
I looked
good.
Like James Maslow.
No, I think you're fine the way you are.
Well, thank you.
She likes the arms, dude. Go with it, man.
Seriously, I mean, there's nothing I love more than dudes with muscles. I mean, I swoon every time.
I think I'm going to start liking dudes with muscles. They don't like me, though. But, so where are you from? Where do you live?
I live in Massachusetts.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
You're not a Boston Red Sox fan, are you?
I mean, I don't watch baseball. I'm not really big into sports. And with my
schedule, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh, really? See, my son's 24. You know, he's in the military. And he grew up a Yankee fan. Now, all of a sudden, he's a Boston Red Sox fan. I don't understand
What branch of the military is your son in?
He's in the Army.
He's in the
Army?
Army
Intelligence. Yeah, yep.
Nice.
He's Army Intelligence, believe it or not.
Men in uniform are my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, nothing hotter than a dude in a uniform.
Wow.
Dude, I'm going to have to go to the Army and Navy store and buy some uniform.
Honestly, put on a Marine's outfit and you have me for life. That's just what it is.
I wear a uniform for MD, for muscular development. I wear the janitor's uniform. I go over there and clean up the messes and the shit. You know what I mean? You know?
I guess uniform will do. Marines and UPS men are my favorite.
UPS?
Yeah.
Really? You have
the
shorts? Brown shorts?
Yo, if you have some nice legs, if you got some nice legs going on, hell yeah.
You got to see Joe's legs with the sandals and the
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. Now, we got to ask her that question now. Go ahead, Greg. Ask her the ultimate question about my footwear.
Joe wears, like, the Jesus-type sandals, you know the kind Jesus wore back 2,000 years ago?
Yeah.
Now, I tell Joe, chicks don't like dudes in sandals. Do you like guys with sandals or no?
I don't mind a guy with sandals. I'm not a fan of the Jesus sandals. However, have you ever heard of those, they're called Tevas?
They're called who?
They're called Tevas, T-E-V-A.
No, I never heard of
so
that.
I'm so out of it, you have no idea.
They're fucking the most hideous. I'm sorry, I don't care how hot you are as a guy. If I see you wearing fucking Teva sandals, they're like Velcro straps and shit, with some hippie doodah designs on them, I will just, that's the ultimate turnoff. I can't handle that.
What about if you saw Joe or a guy wearing like turquoise Crocs or something, you know, like orange Crocs.
No.
Or green Crocs. I hate that shit. Joe, you wear Crocs.
Crocs are fucking, Crocs on dudes, if they're black, okay, and you're walking outside to go get the paper, that's fine. Don't wear that shit in public, and don't wear that shit with socks either, and never wear socks with sandals.
All right, what if you brought a guy to your, like, family barbecue, and he was wearing either Crocs or Jesus sandals? You wouldn't, like, freak out, would you? Like, you know, you're bringing, like, all your cousins are going to be there, you know, other girl cousins, your aunts, your uncles, you know, and he shows up with Crocs or Jesus sandals. You wouldn't freak out at that, or would you? You wouldn't be like, yo, you wearing that shit?
I mean, Crocs, I would definitely draw the line. The Jesus sandals, if your feet are nice and you have the right outfit on to wear the Jesus sandals, I could let that slide. I mean, especially if I really like you and we have a good relationship, I'll let that slide. But
what if he's got yellow toenails and shit? You know what I mean?
No,
I don't know.
No.
I never seen Joe's feet. I don't know if you're groomed or, you know.
No, I take care of them. Yeah, no, I don't get them all. I do the right thing.
Like, hairy toes and shit, you know what I mean?
No skivats with my shit, man. I groom them, man.
Yeah, then you're good. Then you're good. The sandals can slide if you...
All right.
If
see,
you,
Greg?
You take care
see?
Of your shit, yeah.
Straight
no
hair from a woman's
no
mouth.
No Crocs and no Tevas.
No Crocs. I don't wear Crocs, though. I can't. I gotta.
No,
you know,
but he does wear boat shoes, though, sometimes. I call him in boat shoes, too. How do you feel with those? You know those dark shoes?
Guys yeah, like fairies?
Yeah, yeah, like the... Yeah, with the little laces, like, yeah. What about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, those are cute. Those are cute.
All right. See, Greg,
I mean,
you're
like,
a fucking two for
I
two
mean,
here.
As, like, a guy, right, what are your shoe options? You got sneakers or sandals, or you have, like, nightclub dressy type shoes, like Diesel?
Like, if you're going...
But wait a minute. But Joe's an Italian from Brooklyn, okay? That's a different kind of guy. Now, Joe showed up at one of his boys, like, you know, like you went over to, you know, visit one of your boys and shit that you grew up with, and you were wearing them Jesus sandals. Your friends wouldn't be like, hey, Joe, what the fuck is that?
Oh, I would get fucking tortured all night.
Like, Joe, what are you going to
do? I don't mind the Jesus sandals, though. And you know what, too? Though your friends can't be talking shit if you got a chick with you and she's cool with the Jesus sandals. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, maybe,
I mean, you're getting pussy anyway. You're wearing the Jesus
there
sandals.
There you go.
Maybe they should take the notes and say, maybe I should get some Jesus sandals, too.
Yeah,
there you go. You walk in with a hot one like Lindsay, the Jesus sandals work, bro.
Yeah, easy. Take care of your feet. I'm cool with Jesus sandals, especially if you're taking care of me. Wear the fucking Jesus sandals. I don't care. You're not wearing them to bed, right?
All right, now Greg, we have to ask our other poll question that we've been doing for, like, almost a fucking
year
now.
Oh, you're
going to
ask
our guests. We have to.
Oh, I feel funny talking about that.
We have to.
Yeah, all right. I told him, see, I'm older, Lindsay. I don't know if you know what I look like, but believe me, you'd throw up if you did. But I'm older, right? So I'm from the 70s, so I kind of like a freaking, you know, I kind of like a bush down there. Joe likes his shaved, you know what I mean? Like totally clean shaven, like a freaking, you know, like a basketball court, shiny and shaved. I don't. What do you think?
I'm on the fence about it because I shave, but honestly, like, I would really rather not have to, like, continually have to keep up with that shit.
So if you had a guy like me that says, honey, grow it like a jungle, I'm cool with it. You wouldn't care.
I don't like the jungle because, like, when the dude's down there, like, they have to stop because they keep getting hair in their mouth, and that's weird.
I don't,
you know what I mean?
I just swallow.
We might stop at the wrong time.
Let me ask you a question.
it's more like a convenience thing. Like, I'm saving it down there for your convenience. I don't really need to, you know, shave down there for my convenience. I'm shaving it for your convenience so that when you're down there, you don't have to go, ah, hold on a second. Let me just pick these out of my teeth right now, and then I'll get back to doing what I was supposed to do.
But wait a minute. What about a guy? How about a guy? Let's flip the boat. Do you like a guy with a lot of my friends totally shave their whole their crotch. Now, I understand grooming it because I'm groomed, and but I'm not a hairy guy, so I'm lucky. I don't have a hairy ass or any shit. But just the freaking Ugats there. Do you like if a guy was totally shaved down there? Do you like that shit, or do you like a little bit
Can I throw my two cents in before she answers?
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Go ahead.
The only place I have hair on my body is my eyebrows and on top of my head.
I knew it. Joe, I swear to God, I knew that you were a guy who shaved it. So you're telling me you don't have any hair on the butt? You don't even have a landing, like a little...
Not, bro, it feels... Well, Lindsay, you we got like a minute left, so we got... I wish we had an hour left, because it's finally getting good here.
Well,
what do
I
you
can
think?
Call back again, but I think, honestly, I don't have a preference. I mean, as long as you... If you trim that shit, I don't care if you have hair on your ass or whatever. You could be bald. It doesn't matter to me at all.
I don't have hair on my ass, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm groomed, but I mean, I let a little stay on the, you know, on top of it, you know, like a, you know...
Yeah, like a little, it's like a decoration.
But right, on top of the freaking Ugats there, you know what I mean? I got like a giant Hitler mustache.
The sensitivity level is heightened when there's nothing there, especially when you're skin to skin, and it just...
Yeah, but Joe, if you shave too much, though, you got to scratch, itch.
Oh,
really.
And then when they eat the ass, it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean,
though,
if you're not like rubbing me raw down there when we're doing the thing, I'm cool. You keep it shaved and you keep it smooth, that's fine. But if you're, you know, you can't have stubble. You have to have, like, one or the other. You have to be, like, trimmed up and nice, or you got to be, like, bald eagle bear.
So I know what I'm doing. I'm buying a fucking Marine uniform. I'm shaving up, and I'm getting the fucking Jesus sandals ready, bro.
Boom, you got it.
All right, man, we're going to run out of time. Lindsay, you got to do this again, man. This is great. You brought some... You brought a little a woman's touch to the fucking two greaseball program, the swinging dick party.
Anytime you guys want to have me, I will be happy to come on.
Oh, that is you will definitely be getting a request from me to call up again, Lindsay. Thank you so much for joining.
I got to be honest with you though, I don't hear a Massachusetts accent. I have a feeling she's from New York.
You want to hear it real quick?
Go ahead.
What?
Yo, kid, this is fucking Wicked Tissa, and you guys better stop being retarded. All right.
That, see, there you go. There's the boss.
All right, well, we'll see.
She's going to the Sox game on Orly.
Yeah, it doesn't
all right.
Come out unless I'm mad.
That's going to do it for us tonight on Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio, presented by Fitness RX.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Magazine. Lindsay, thank you so much for calling. Thanks also to Dave Farah and for Eric the Trainer. For Greg Valentino, this is Joe Piattaro. See you guys next week.
Thank you for listening this week. Greg and Joe will be back next Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel with another edition of Extreme Radio. Now, go home and get your shine box.